Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Rewatchability. This is the podcast where we rewatch old movies to see how they hold up in the modern eye. My name is Blaine Waters. With me as always is...
Sister Mary Robert LaRonde.
Good, good, great. And...
J.M. McNabb.
And we are...
Father J.M. McNabb. Okay,
good, yeah, get that in there.
So I have two kids.
And we are an Entertainment One podcast. We also want to thank up top our Patreons. Those are people that give us $1, $3, $5 a month. Thank you for sticking with us through our trials and tribulations.
You're saints.
They are saints. They're doing God's work. And you too can do that work by going to patreon.com/rewatchability, and you can give us $1, $3, or $5 to get the podcast early and ad-free and to get some bonus content. So head on over there if you like hearing what you're hearing, and you can check us out there as well.
And we're going to do like a bonus thing for them soon, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah, we said that last week, so we need to now.
We're delivering. We're going to do it.
We're on the hook now. This week, this is the mini episode to what's going to be the major episode of Sister Act. So this week, we're going to talk about when we first saw Sister Act, and then we have some other fun segments for you coming up. So let's get into Sister Act itself. Rob, when did you first see this movie?
I'm not sure when the first time I saw it was, but it was a staple in my household because my sister was obsessed with it. It was her favorite movie. And when I say sister, I should clarify, I don't mean she was a nun. She was actually my sibling. It was her favorite movie, so we watched it over and over again. And I shouldn't really like this movie because there are a lot of elements that I was against when I was a young person, like religion and singing about religion. But I always had like a warm spot for this movie, and it's been years since I saw it because my sister isn't around my house anymore. But
it sounded like you were going to say
I was really worried for a second.
Well, she's in a better place than my apartment. I remember it being like a really fun movie, and you know, the more that I think about it, the music and everything really stuck with me. So I was really glad that we're finally going to talk about it. Like, I knew that it was a movie that we're going to talk about eventually. What about you, Blaine?
You know, this movie wasn't like big on my radar at all. It was never a big movie. I think I saw it once on video or on TV at some point. But it wasn't like one of the sleepover movies. Like, I don't think a bunch of like high school kids are. Yeah, I know. It'd be like, we want to see that movie. But anyway,
But you were going to become a nun. That's why you wanted to talk about this, right?
I think inside I'm a nun, personally. That's how I feel. But yeah, I didn't get into it. Even the music at that time, like, I wasn't into that type of music. So it didn't, it kind of passed me by, and I thought some of it was kind of maybe funny, but it was not for me at all. and I didn't really care for it. So I'm really interested in the rewatch that we've already done, and I can't wait to talk about it. But JM, when did you first see this movie?
I was trying to remember when I first saw it. I'm not totally sure. I think it was a movie that my family rented with, like, another family.
Okay.
Oh.
Bridging the family divide?
I think it was, like, a social gathering between families, and we all gathered around the television to watch Sister Act. That's my memory of this
movie. So you had to find, like, a compromise movie that sort of fit both of your families.
Yeah, but I also think it was like, because it must have been when it first came out, because I remember I had already seen it by the time Sister Act 2 came out, and that movie came out immediately.
Cash grab much?
Which we'll talk about, I'm sure. Yeah. But, so I think it was like, you know, like a big new release on home video, and we had, like, I don't think we planned this, it wasn't like a party for Sister Act, but I think it was like a, hey, let's rent this big movie, we'll all get together and watch it, and I remember liking it. It's one of those things that I haven't even really thought about it that much because it's iconic.
Yeah,
you know, for people our generation, I don't remember liking it or disliking it. It just was, if that makes sense.
That's totally fair. Like, I feel like everyone saw it. There wasn't anyone that I knew that hadn't seen this movie that weren't like aware of Sister Act. That's how iconic it was.
Yeah. And it was even like, I remember, I think it was parodied in like Spy Hard, the Leslie Nielsen movie.
Right.
I just remember it being everywhere. And even like when Back in the Habit came out, I remember them advertising on like the back of comic books.
Jesus. So,
which is like a weird demographic to go after. Like
fans.
The kids reading.
They love Whoopi.
And also, I was thinking about this too. I don't know if there's a single movie where Whoopi Goldberg is the star that I haven't seen. I've seen almost every Whoopi Goldberg vehicle.
What about that that one where she stars with a dinosaur?
That's what I was going to say.
Theodore Rex, of course.
I've never seen that. Tell me about Theodore Rex for a second. What is that movie? It's just like her as a cop with a cop dinosaur? That's what I remember of it.
That's exactly what it is. She also, like, there's a whole crazy story behind that movie because she tried to get out of it, and they basically had to sue her into being in the movie after she'd agreed. That was one that I don't think came out in theaters here. I don't know if it came out in theaters anywhere, but I just remember, like, all of a sudden a jumbo video, there was, like, a poster for it. Like, what? And it felt like a fake poster. Like, like in Last Action Hero or something. Like, it didn't seem like a real movie and made me wonder if I was a fictional character too.
Oh my God.
But yeah, Whoopi. Yeah, I loved Whoopi. I think I loved Sister Act. I was keen to rewatch it.
Nice. So I never went to church or anything or heard anyone sing in church. I think I went to like synagogue with my friend once to check it out. And then I was like, we can just hang out outside a synagogue. But like there was
that friend God?
No, that friend was Jesus. No, and then I think I went to like another.
Yeah, don't hang out with him at the synagogue.
No,
he was Jewish.
No. But yeah, I never really got into the whole religion thing. But did you guys ever go to church? I know, Rob, that you kind of have like a storied past with that.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go to JM first. Did you ever like go to church and hear the songs or anything?
Yeah, I'm not religious either, but when I was really little, I think I went to church for like Easter and stuff, kind of to like appease my grandmother.
Was it a Catholic church?
And no, we weren't Catholic. It was much less fun than, but you know, my cousins were Catholic. I did go to Catholic church because for her communion or something. It was more exciting, I guess. It was grander than anything I'd seen.
They have a lot of like stuff, like a lot of Catholic churches like look real nice.
Yeah,
except you have like the creepy Jesus, like the full-sized muscly Jesus hanging off the cross somewhere. That's always
right.
A little bit
the stained
much.
Glass.
I was a little creeped out. I don't mean to offend anyone, but I legitimately, like, I was a little kid and I was creeped out by like the sculpture of the Jesus on the crucifix.
Yeah, well, I think that's like a pretty.
Yeah, there was no like song and dance number.
Right. Yeah. And I was going to say, like, as a child, I think a lot of children are kind of frightened by that. Even people that, like, are religious and continue to be religious to this day. Like, I don't think that's kind of, like, a heretical thing to say.
Yeah.
But...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. And that's why I think, like, when I was a kid, stuff like The Life of Brian is so good for kids. Because it's, like, the end of that movie is such a cathartic release when you're, like, find something is so serious and it kind of, like... you know, hits you in a weird way or you're not sure how to process it. And then, you know, entertainment can come along and be like, hey, like, we're having fun with this too. And, you know, not to devalue it. And I think that Sister Act did that to a certain extent too.
Yeah.
For a lot of kids our age.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm guessing.
And Rob, did like the church that you participate in, like, did it have songs? Did it have...
Oh, we had songs. Yeah, we did.
Okay. Yeah, what were the songs like?
I mean, they were pretty boring. I grew up in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and they believe that Jesus came to North America to preach to the First Nations people. So some of the hymns had, like, a little bit of a First Nations-y sort of bend to them, but otherwise they were mostly, like, you know, the boring classic Christian hymns. We didn't have any fun church stuff, and that was why this movie, I think, was so interesting to me, because it looked like... they were enjoying it while they were whatever you're supposed to get out of church. I can't remember being spiritually uplifted or I don't know, being brought closer to God or whatever. But our church was just like boring and, you know, a lot of shaming if you're into that sort of thing, which I kind of am. But, you know, I guess a little bit old after a while.
Yeah, I wonder, I'm sure this movie, it must have turned some people on to religion just to begin with. People that maybe had lapsed or were coming back to it, just because it kind of showed it in, like, almost a secular light, because it was just about the music.
For this. I mean, spoiler for when we talk about it next week, but I don't think at any point, like, Whoopi Goldberg's character sees the light and comes to Jesus. So maybe she does. We'll have to talk about it next week.
Yeah, exactly. So that ends the segment of us when we first rewatched it. We do have another segment in this mini episode, and it's called I Reboot. We talk about one reboot. JM has brought us a reboot this week. What do you got?
Oh, man, it's a movie that we've talked about on the show before.
Super Mario Brothers.
Deadline is...
Damn it.
No. Oh, okay. Well, they're making an animated version of that, but I don't think they're going to just, like, reanimate the Bob Hoskins.
I think they should.
They should. We need a sequel to that movie.
Yeah, Leguizamo, get in there.
There is, like, a fan comic book sequel, but no, this is a Treehouse Pictures is going to be remaking Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
Oh, my Lord. Jesus.
Why?
Yeah. The first question that should be asked.
I don't know. I don't know.
You know what?
Well, also, like, the babysitter is like an old lady. I mean, I don't know when they decided on doing this, but, like, maybe now's not the time to be telling funny stories about old people passing away.
Oh, God.
Yeah, a lot of people's babysitters are dead. Movie.
Jesus.
Like, this news was announced, like... less than 2 weeks ago. It's not... they had time to pump the brakes on this one, is my
point. So strange. Was there some sort of Don't Tell Your Mom the Babysitter's Dead fan base that we overlooked when we did that episode?
I think some Hollywood executive heard our episode and was like, everybody's talking about this movie.
Everybody.
We're sitting on gold.
Three guys in Canada are talking about this movie. Yeah. I mean, I guess there are, like, Christina Applegate fans out there still that were teenagers. Yeah. I don't know. It's
very
weird.
Have they announced any of the creative people involved in this? Are they going to bring back that guy from Seventh Heaven?
Wait, no, is that who it was?
I think so.
Well, there was the guy from the Good Wife.
Look,
was he in Seventh Heaven? Oh no, was it the kids? I don't know who's in
it. If the babysitter isn't in it, then I'm not watching it. You know, that's just my.
It's being written by Chuck Hayward with Bill Woodruff attached to direct. Do you know who those people are?
You're right, the guy from The Good Place was in it. I don't know who I'm thinking of.
On the Deadline article, it says it's a diverse remake.
Oh, okay. So they're really bringing it forward into the early 2000s?
It's a more progressive spin.
That's good.
In the The story of an old woman dying and leaving a bunch of teenagers. I remember, it wasn't even like a fun story. It was like the babysitter died and they just all had to get jobs to maintain this illusion.
Yeah, it was a lot of responsibility.
It was 90% of that movie was Christine Applegate just working in a terrible job.
Oh, Jesus. It's like, yeah, anyway. Wow. So I'm pretty excited to talk about Sister Act next week and kind of get into it. There's some fun behind the scenes things that I found.
Oh, and I will say it is on, at least in Canada, it's on Disney Plus.
Yes.
So if you want to watch along with us and you have Disney Plus, yeah, don't forget, because it was a Touchstone. It was Disney made it.
Oh.
Back in the
day. I love that Touchstone logo when it comes up. It just like brings me back to being 11.
Totally. Yeah, that's a great logo. But we're going to talk about that next week. So if you have the inclination, go to Disney Plus or, I don't know, stream it
anywhere else
to not give Disney money, you know, depending on where you sit on the whole Disney thing. And then we'll talk about that next week so you can have watched it and participate in this podcast. And until then, you can find us on Apple Podcasts and anywhere you listen to podcasts, really. You can talk to us on Twitter, and you can go to our website, rewatchability.com, and look at all the old episodes there. So have a great week, and we'll talk to you next time.
Amen.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.